Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter 1,
verses and Psalms chapter 1 verses 1 to 3 and Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7. Okay, that's going to be for tonight later on. But for now, let's get into some music. Amen. Okay. Here we go.
Goodbye to Joe. Thank you. Thank you.
He created them. Then Yahweh blessed them, and Yahweh said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over everything that lives and moves on the earth. And Yahweh said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed to you, it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, so that every bird of the air and everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then Yahweh saw everything that he had made, and indeed was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished, and on the seventh day Yahweh ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work which he had done. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work in which Yahweh had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that Yahuwah, Lord God, made the earth and the heavens before any plant of the field was on the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown. For Yahuwah had not caused it to rain on earth, and there was no man till the ground. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. And Yahuwah formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Yahuwah planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed out of the ground. Yahweh made everything, every tree grow that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life was in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now a river went out of Eden to the water of the garden, and from it parted became four riverheads. The name of the first is Pishon, which is the cursed whole land of Havilah, where it was gold, and the gold of the land is good. Bedlam and the onyx stone were there. The name of the second river is Gihon, and which goes around the whole land of Cush. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It's the one that goes toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates. Then Yahuwah took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And Yahuwah commanded man, saying, of every tree and every garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat it, you shall surely die. And Yahuwah said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. So out of the ground Yahuwah formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and brought them to Adam to see that what he would call them. Whatever Adam called each creature, there was a name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, all the birds of the air, and every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him. And Yahuwah caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took out one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. Then the rib which Yahuwah had taken from man, he had made into a woman. He had brought her to the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother, be joined to his wife, and shall become one flesh. That's Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and chapter 2 to 24. So, let us worship, okay, with Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. Blessed is the man who walks not in counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of Yahuwah, and his law. He meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water, that brings forth his fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. That's Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Now let's look at wisdom. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. That's Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Well, this ends the Bible reading for tonight. Okay, we'll pick back up with this again another time. Amen. Well, let's go back into playing some music. Okay. All right.
Silly me, ayy, referring back to my old ways. Been about to be in control. Thank you.
You were never meant to go through life alone, living in your own strength. The God who formed the mountains, filled the seas, breathed life into dust, and sustains every living creature long to strengthen you for whatever lies ahead. Ephesians chapter 3, 20-21 says, "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power of work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." See, God can do far more abundantly than you could ever dream in your life, according to the power at work within you. The Holy Spirit, the power of God for all on the earth, dwells within you, just as empowered the apostles for the advance of the gospel through the trial of tribulation. He will empower you, just as he spoke to the apostles, telling them where they should go and what they should do. He longs to lead you. You can do all that God has called you to, whether it to be victory over sin, engaging in difficult confessions, working biblically rather than according to the world, seeking unity and fellowship with those that bother you, or simply seeking God with all your heart. The Holy Spirit will strengthen you today if you're willing to receive. To be strengthened by God begins by declaring our inability. God says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." That's 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. When we try and live in our own strength, we become unable to receive the grace of God. God's grace is never forced on us, but rather it is readily available to all those who acknowledge their need of it. God cannot empower you to experience unity with fellow believers if you try to engage in a relationship apart from the inner work of the Holy Spirit. He cannot empower you to experience victory over from sin if you don't take time to receive his love and follow his leadership moment by moment. To be strengthened by the mighty hand of God is to stop living in your own strength and instead wholly rely on his. God longs to do far more abundantly than all you ask or think, if you will lean into him for his love, power, and guidance. He has plans far above anything you could ever dream of, and the path to those plans begin with following him moment by moment today. He will faithfully guide you into all of the abundant life he has for you, but you must be willing to follow him and live by his strength. So take time in guided prayer to meditate on the strength of God available to you and acknowledge your need to help and receive his grace. 1, meditate on God's desire to empower you to do all he has planned for you. "I can do all things through him who strengthens me," Philippians 4:13. "I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." It's Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. "I know how to be brought low, and I know how to be abound in any and every circumstance. I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things who strengthens me," Philippians verse 12 to 13. Acknowledge your need of God's help in every area. Tell him you need his help for victory over sin, your relationships, and for the task set before you. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace. Romans chapter 6, verse 14. "I am therefore a prisoner for the Lord. Urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling, okay, to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity and spirit of the bond of peace." That's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever." Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20-21. So thirdly, take time to receive God's presence and experience his grace. Ask him to fill you with desire for holiness. Ask him to fill you with love for others. Ask him to reveal his path to you today that he them leading moment by moment. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he called you is holy, you will also be holy in your conduct, since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 and 16. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, and you are also to love one another. That's John chapter 13, verse 34. Where shall I go from your spirit, or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings in the morning and dwell in the outmost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall behold me. That's Psalms 139, verse 7 to 10. In the context of our verse today, Paul describes an important spiritual principle in Philippians 4 through 11 to 13. I'm not speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance, and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So trust God in whatever season he's leading you through, whatever you find yourself with plenty or little, difficulties or ease, you can find your contentment in the gift of the abundant relationship with your Heavenly Father. All that is good comes from his hands alone. May you be strengthened to find joy, peace, and contentment in the presence of your loving Father. I suggest that you read Philippians chapter 4, okay? When you get a chance, read Philippians chapter 4. It'll tie this message up. Amen. Okay. All right. So, we're going to do an altar call. I think it's only fitting, okay, that we do an altar call tonight. Okay, yes, we're going to do an altar call. Okay, I shouldn't skip a night. Okay, I was going to not do it, but I decided to do it. Okay. For all those who are out there, okay, that do not know Jesus Christ, I'm going to give you a chance tonight. I ask you, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? You know, are you tired of walking alone, never knowing what's up in life? Okay, dazed and confused, not knowing which way is up or down. Or maybe you're suffering from depression or anxiety. Maybe you're suffering from some type of addiction such as alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, overeating, okay, or gambling. Well, see, God can take that away. But guess what, folks? In order for him to do so, you've got to know him. Okay, if he doesn't know you, he's not going to do nothing for you. So I ask you the most important question of all. Do you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, please say this simple prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. Once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God, if you just said that prayer. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you and may He keep you highly favored. Now, just saying that prayer alone it helps, okay, that you accepted the Lord. But in order to keep your acceptance of the Lord intact, you need to find yourself a church. Find fellowship and worship with others. Okay, you need to read the Bible. Okay, you need to pray. And not just for yourself, but for others. Okay, and if you can do all this and stay on this narrow path, you'll find yourself on your way to heaven. Amen. Amen. Well, let's play some more music here.
I keep swinging for the fences. It's like this heart is defenseless. I guess the passion that's pumping through my veins. Blood, sweat, tears, it's a calling. And if I can't walk, then I'm falling. I'm not thinking, but they can't kill the flame.
You can use them when you wanna. You only look to heaven when you go with the Thank you. say congratulations, stay one of your sovereign grace.
About it. But Father, we know that through your love you created the heavens and the earth. So let those non-believers see your light and may they receive your word and power. Let them feel the knowledge that only you can bring. In your name we pray.
Amen. Thank you very much. That was a very wonderful prayer. Okay. Well, okay, this ends tonight's service. Tomorrow night, okay, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to have issues with mental illness and addiction, and I will have a sermon on addiction. Okay, so until then, okay, have a blessed night. Good night.